Steve, you mentioned this, I think, before we went on the air, but the notion of it's really fucked up that some of these toys can talk and some can't. And you know who can't, I don't think, and he is kind of like a cute little guy, is the hockey puck.
No, the hockey puck cannot.
Yeah, right? It's so like it just makes noises.
A prisoner in his own body.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It's weird.
It's an abomination. That toy, like, I thought that was a Sid toy at first because it has these weird arms on a puck. It's a hockey puck. Why does it have arms and legs?
Like a little novelty that, toy or something.
Was it? Like, was it, but was that, like, known?
I don't think it was like a big thing. Maybe he got like a fucking minor league hockey game or something.
So that's a great question, Chris, because the hockey puck is a toy because it's got like arms and legs.
Yeah.
At what point, like, hockey pucks are toys in themselves, sort of, because they're parts
right,
of games.
Yeah.
Like when Satan gave these toys souls, because it certainly didn't come from Christ himself. When
no,
Satan
definitely not
did
the
it,
Lord God. Yeah.
No, no, no. When Satan gave these toys sentience, where did he draw the line?
Yeah, yeah, we ignore the basketball because he's just always screaming, just like nonstop screaming. It's not even words; it's just constant agony coming from that guy nonstop.
Well, I think that the hockey puck is sentient because he's got the little
arms and legs.
M&M guy arms and legs, yeah. Right? Yes. But like, I think if you were to rip those off him, maybe he falls dead.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because, well, I mean, like, parts of games, like, I don't know. I haven't seen the second movie, but at least in the other two, also, I'm pretty sure, like, pieces of board games aren't coming to life. Like, the Sorry guys
aren't
dancing around.
But then, how do you explain Sid's toys, which are re-amalgamations of other toys? How does the arm of a G.I. Yeah. Joe on another toy, does part of, does an ounce of that soul come with it to make this new being?
Is it like it's 21 grams, dude.
It's like the thing. Every part is its own thing.
Yes, exactly.
It's exactly that. The Pez is alive, too. So that, and that's not something you would think is a toy, even.
Yeah, where did Satan draw the line? I would love to know.
Yeah, okay. You know, I kind of just like to mix it up. No real rules when I was putting souls in them toys.
You got a little amiibo? That's not a toy. Sorry, that's part of a video game. Mixed of a soul.
Look, Matt, if Full Moon and Paramount are looking for an easy way to get sued, they should make a crossover between the Puppet Masters and Toy Story, where the Puppet Masters teach them a little something about revolution and taking down their masters.
I like that idea.
These fucking evil human beings, and really do something here.
Oh, that's the weirdest part. Is the toy, like, the where it's again, it's a cute workplace, what do you call it there? Parody in a lot of ways. You know,
like they work
meeting
in a kid's room?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you don't clock in for that job, folks.
Never.
But it's like, you know, like, and it's like, oh, you know, and it's moving day and like Woody's the boss, which is also why, like, I think fucking Potato Head is like, fuck this guy. Well, who made him boss? Like, he's really happy to watch this guy go down.
Well, but here's the thing. It's fucked up because, and Potato Head is such a piece of shit, dude, because Woody is like, hey, man, They moved up the moving date, and I just want to make sure that everyone in our community stays safe during this move because things get lost in moves, and indeed we are things. And, you know, everybody should have a moving buddy. And Potato Head's like, why don't you shut the fuck up already? And he's just like, dude, I'm trying to just make sure everyone has a moving buddy so no one gets lost. You asshole!
I mean, it's a police state with Woody in charge, right? You know, the firm grip of the law there.
Well, I'll say Potato Head softens when he gets when Miss Potato Head shows up in the sequels.
I see.
He's no longer like an antagonist. He's a little bit more. I mean, it's Rickles. Like, you get him because he can deliver zingers. And this, as you said, Steve, this is all about jokes. That's why.
But doesn't
Barney,
he start playing?
Rickles.
Doesn't he start playing it like kind of whipped, as it were?
Oh,
because like
bit.
it's isn't it Estelle Harris as the Mrs. Potato Head?
But
and she's just screaming at him.
He gets his spuds off, though, right?
He does indeed. That's the ending suggests.
I think that's the problem right there, dude. Is in this movie, he just needed to get laid.
Yeah. Exactly. I think
he's
that's
all
it. I think
backed
that's
up
really
with
it.
Toy cum that he.
Come on.
The fucking speaking say says hubba hubba when Mrs. Potato Head is like mentioned. So you know it's all about fucking.
It is about fucking.
Bumping their little bodies together. I mean, there is no genitalia, no genitalia on these things because they,
right.
As far as we can tell, like it's not like they grow genitals because they don't breathe. They don't, you could put this thing underwater for 3 days. It's not going to. Maybe it'll rust or like, you know,
that's something. Do they do that the second one at all? Because that's something. They all fall in the pool. There's an adventure.
Drown them.
I guess it's a rub my bump situation.
It's definitely a rub my bump.
It's just like a stimulating bump.
You know, just like companionship and whatnot.
Or maybe you like you put your attachments on each other. You're like your little pegs into like each other.
You wear my nose and I'll wear yours.
Yeah, yeah. Your eyes. I'm gonna put my eye peg in your eye hole.
That's pegging is what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's
take
it.
My feet.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he's a feet guy.
Dude, they bowl through this Potato Head like a few too many times in this movie. Like, I get it, man. He falls apart easily. Let's find something else.
Yeah, like the I'm Picasso joke is funny, but like, you know, like, where's my ear? What's going on over here? Holy crap, I can't find my fucking hand. You know, I got it. I did. If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies. For all sorts of exclusive Patreon content, you get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.